But Rocco Mayring is on Zoom with us now, the coach of Tatiana Schoenmaker, who won gold in a world record time this morning. And Rocco, congratulations. What an incredible 13 hours you must just have lived through, from the start of the race to the celebrations and afterwards.
Hello, George. Thank you for having me on the program. I would take these 13 hours any day in comparison to the hours before she raced. So it was a breeze in comparison pre-racing.
Were you very nervous beforehand? Do you get anxious before your Chargers race?
I was sick and nauseous like you can't believe.
How do you deal with that? Because you surely you have to pretend that you're calm in your last words to your athletes?
I hide it. For sure I do. I keep a poker face and I basically pretend that I'm very calm and very confident.
There was footage of you quite soon after she touched and the world record time came up, and you dropped your poker face by then. That's for sure.
Yeah, I did. I didn't want to, but I did.
And you know, I was talking to her dad, Rene, earlier, and he was talking about the 15-year journey to get here, and he said that you were there at the beginning of the journey. So you started coaching Tatiana when she was just 9 years old then, did you?
No, I wasn't there when she was that young. I witnessed her racing from the age of nine. She grew up in Johannesburg and I'm from Pretoria, but she was with a very good coach who always told me that if she's going to outgrow the program, he's going to move her to me. So I was very lucky to get a really well-prepared athlete, especially technique-wise. She moved to me when she was 14, and we've been together for 10 years. She turned 24 the other day. So it has been a long journey, and it takes time. I think that's the biggest thing that people might not realize is how much time it actually takes.
Can one tell, looking at a nine-year-old swimmer as you were looking at her racing, and tell that she is something special? I mean, it doesn't always mature into something special as a young adult, but you looked at her racing as a nine-year-old and thought, this kid has got it.
Nine-year-olds, it's a bit young, but the good ones show their talent sometimes early, sometimes very late. But you can start looking at the girls around age 12, 13. You can start watching them to see how they progress and how they develop in terms of their speed and their range of events, etc. So there are definite signs that if you look out for them, they are there. There are no guarantees, obviously, but you've got to start somewhere. So generally with the girls, you start looking at them in terms of talent identification around the age of 12. And then that window in which you can do the correct physiological training with them is very, very short for girls, longer for boys, because the girls mature so much faster. So that window of opportunity in terms of doing the right work and laying the right foundation is critical. It's very difficult to correct things later if it was not done at the right time. So at that stage, a coach in Johannesburg moved or suggested that she move to our sports school in Pretoria. And that gave me the opportunity to lay those foundations, which take time. It takes time.
Well, it's taken her effectively 15 years of training several hours a day, 10 years under your tutelage. Great disappointment not making it to the Rio Olympic Games, refocusing, getting back in the pool, working even harder. And the results are there. A silver and an Olympic record in the 100 and gold and a world record in the 200. Can you talk us through your thoughts in those 2 minutes and 19.95 seconds that she was in the water?
I didn't think she would get a chance to break the world record again. Our agreement was that she was going to go for it in the heat. And then the next morning in the semifinals, if she doesn't get it, which she did. So the plan was to race the race because she still had to cope with world-class athletes and the reigning Olympic gold medalist in the form of Lily King. It's very difficult to chase the time and to be handling all the attacks from the competitors around you where they normally hide their strategies until the final. But 20 minutes before she reported and I had my last discussion with her, she said to me she's going to go for the time. And knowing Tatiana, I was not going to change her mind. She felt confident. I wanted to go in with one plan. So I didn't comment anything on it. I just said, good luck. And, it's good as long as you stick to one plan. So I knew that she was going to go for the time and, a world record would most probably win the race. So that was a relatively safe strategy. When she raced, I was actually surprised that Lily King lasted that long because she's known to really struggle the last 75 meters. So I was worried. I was worried the same is going to happen that happened in the 100. We underestimated the young American girl. We actually never thought about her. And Tatiana got beaten over the last couple of meters. So it was nerve-wracking. It was really nerve-wracking to watch, and I had another swimmer in the final in Kayleen Corbett.
Yeah.
So, I also watched her and hoped that she could maybe sneak the podium finish. So,
She didn't manage that, but she did manage two personal bests in the heats and the semifinals. So I think she has every reason to return from Tokyo feeling very, very proud of herself. Is Tatiana somebody who is she sleeping? I mean, the build up to this, and then she had to swim the 100 medley as well, the relay, a couple of hours later. Wow, what a day it's been for her. She must be exhausted, or is she that kind of person that just is on a high and will keep going forever?
No, I think she's exhausted. We just had a phone call from the president. So, that was very nice. And much appreciated. He spoke to our chef de mission and to Tatiana and to myself. But I think she's now going to crash. She's very tired. She's exhausted.
She has. I hope she sleeps for a very, very, very long time and wakes up. I mean, life, it's life changing. It's just, and now, but it's different. Now she's a marked person as we build up to the next World Championships and Paris in 3 years' time. But you've given us such a lift back here. I'm sure the president would have told you that as well, Rocco. But I woke up early, as did many other people, to watch it live. And we were we were alternately in tears and jubilant and punching the air. Thank you very, very, very much for that much needed lift in our lives in South Africa today.
Thank you for having me on your show. And I'm very glad that we could play a small part. I mean, it's such an honor moment. I'm a very small role player, but a very good team that work with her. It's not just me. But if we could inspire one person in South Africa, that would have been fantastic. So I hope we did our part.
You did indeed. Thank you very, very much for talking to us. That is Rocco Meiring, the coach of Tatiana Schoenmaker and Kayleen Corbett. And I'm pronouncing it Schoenmaker because I asked her father when we spoke just after 3 o'clock, because I've heard so many different pronunciations of the surname. I said, how do you pronounce it? And he said, not S-K, but S-G, because it's of Dutch origin. So, that one.